The idea for the Wide, Wide Sea first came to me when I lived in England and was speaking with a neighbor who was intrigued by the fact that I came from Canada. She indicated that she and her husband had visited Canada some years before to attend a relative's wedding in Calgary. I asked her what they had thought of the country, and she replied that her husband had loved it, and that she realized that if she died the next day, he would probably have moved there by the weekend. When she said nothing about her own thoughts, I began to realize that she did not perhaps share her husband's view of the country, and when I asked her, she admitted, after a slight hesitation, that she had not liked the country overmuch. She had found it too big. This tied in with something which I read in Maclean's magazine a couple of years later. Discussing pioneer life on the prairie around the turn of the last century, the article made mention of the fact that some settler women had literally run mad with terror when faced with the vastness, the loneliness, and the emptiness of the Canadian prairies, so different from the small villages and towns that they had known back in the old country. I hope in the Wide, Wide Sea that I've managed to do justice to the prairies of Canada, and also to the experiences of the settlers who braved incredible hardships to come to this land and make their lives here. Some of them were more successful than others, of course.